It is Thursday, October 15th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Early voting is kicked off in more states as court battles over ballot counting and voter registration continue. There's a ratings war, too. Donald Trump and Joe Biden are holding separate televised town halls instead of a debate. Meanwhile, fears are growing that Russia and Turkey could get dragged into the fighting between Armenia and Azerbaijan, but there are oil pipelines involved, which never bodes well. And lastly, scientists think they know how to solve climate change and prevent mass extinction by turning over a share of the world's cropland back to nature. It sounds so simple when you put it that way.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Tonight was originally supposed to be the second debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Instead, Americans will be subjected to a ratings contest with rival candidate town halls on rival TV networks. ABC News is hosting a town hall with Biden at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And at the same time, NBC News will host a Trump town hall. ABC's Biden programming was scheduled a week ago, but NBC reached its deal with Trump only yesterday. On Twitter, former NBC News executive Vivian Schiller called the head-to-head programming decision shameful, said it wouldn't serve the public interest. In other election news, early voting opened yesterday in Kansas, Rhode Island, and in Tennessee. In Virginia, The Washington Post reports that a federal judge has extended the state's voter registration deadline through 11:59 p.m. tonight. Severed fiber optic cable kept Virginia voters from registering online most of Tuesday, prompting the extension. Pennsylvania's highest court will take up the question of whether counties should count mail-in ballots when a voter's signature doesn't necessarily match the one on their registration. State Supreme Court will decide the matter tomorrow, per the Associated Press. Secretary of State Kathy Buchavar, a Democrat, told counties that the state law does not permit them to reject a mail-in ballot solely over a perceived signature inconsistency. Trump wants more ballots to be rejected, so his campaign took Buchavar to court. Finally, Politico reports that Defense Secretary Mark Esper has declined to commit to keep troops away from polling stations next month. Democratic Representatives Elisa Slotkin of Michigan and Mike Sherrill of New Jersey told reporters this week that Esper was evasive in written answers to questions they submitted regarding the role of the armed forces in a peaceful transition of power. Is it too early to start drinking? Ceasefire between Armenia and Azerbaijan appears to be failing. More than 500 people have died in 17 days of fighting in the Nagorno-Karabakh region, which is inside Azerbaijan but governed by Armenians. Yesterday, Reuters reports Azerbaijan accused Armenia of trying to attack its oil and gas pipelines and warned of a severe response. Fears are reportedly growing that Russia and Turkey could be sucked into the conflict. Turkey's weapon sales to ally Azerbaijan rose sixfold this year, sales of drones and other military hardware rising to $77 million last month alone. Turkey has accused Armenia of occupying Azeri territory and vowed full support for Azerbaijan. Turkey has also repeatedly called upon international mediators, including the United States, to urge Armenia to withdraw. But it's Russian President Vladimir Putin who has stepped in to play mediator. Putin spoke to Turkish Representative Erdogan by phone yesterday, expressed his concerns about participation of Middle East fighters in the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. This according to a Kremlin statement. The statement also said that both Putin and Erdogan reaffirmed the importance of a Moscow-mediated ceasefire. Moscow has a military treaty that calls for it to assist Armenia should its sovereignty be threatened, per The Guardian. However, Russia has made it clear it does not regard defending this region as part of its treaty obligations. Here's hoping for a new ceasefire. One thing the world does not need is a wider war.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Meteorological data released yesterday showed that this year, the world has had its hottest September on record. But there was also some hopeful news published in the journal Nature. Researchers report that returning 30% of the world's farmland to wilderness could greatly help fight climate change and prevent mass extinction. According to the New York Times, the researchers began with a map from the European Space Agency that breaks down the surface of the planet into a grid of parcels classified by ecosystem: forest, wetlands, shrublands, grasslands, and arid regions. Then, using an algorithm they developed, the scientists evaluated which parcels would yield the highest returns for mitigating climate change and biodiversity loss if returned to their natural states. Scientists found that the benefits rise and fall depending on how much land is restored. Relinquishing 15% of strategic farmlands, the Time reports, could spare 60% of predicted extinctions and sequester about 30% of the built-up carbon in the atmosphere. The authors estimate at the global level, 55% of farmland could be returned to nature while maintaining current levels of food production by using existing agricultural land more effectively and more sustainably. Great. So, when do we start?
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
An update from the third and final day of the Amy Coney Barrett's Senate confirmation hearings. The Washington Post reports that she declined to share her legal views on abortion rights, voting rights, and the Affordable Care Act. She also failed when asked to name all five freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment to the Constitution. For what it's worth, they are the freedoms of speech, the freedoms of press, freedoms of religion, assembly, and the right to petition the government. In fairness to Barrett, nobody told her that question would be on the test. Constitutional originalist indeed. Leaders of the Golden Dawn Party in Greece were each sentenced yesterday to 13 years in prison. This is according to the Guardian paper. Court previously ruled that the fascist party was in fact a criminal gang. One member, who fatally stabbed an anti-fascist hip-hop artist, was sentenced to life in prison. Some Greek leftists said the punishments were inadequate. If you're living through a prolonged neo-Nazi terror campaign, can you blame them? Pilgrim's Pride, one of the largest poultry producers in the U.S., said yesterday it would pay nearly $111 million to settle federal charges that it helped fix prices for chickens and then passed on higher costs to consumers. This according to the AP. Separately, the company's controlling shareholder pled guilty in federal court in Brooklyn of conspiring to violate the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act and paying bribes to Brazilian officials in exchange for state financing. That's just one more good reason to buy local. According to the Payday report, 70,000-member Rochester, New York AFL-CIO Labor Council this week became the first regional AFL-CIO body in the U.S. to call for a general strike if Trump does not respect the outcome of the election. Council President Dan Maloney said they hope to encourage other labor groups and get the discussion started now about possible action strategies if Trump does not follow a constitutional transfer of power. Yes, more of this, please.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. Join us this afternoon live at noon on the Majority Report, and then later, of course, as a podcast.